Life can lose its sparkle and joy for many different reasons. We can be tired as each day runs into the next and we're doing the same things in each of these days. Routine can rob us. We may be under pressure to meet deadlines or targets. Pressure can put us down. For many reasons, we can be discouraged along the path of life, and it's no different being a Christian. We face challenges, we tackle problems, we venture into the unknown with all that may hold for us. Christians too can be discouraged. So, God brought his people out of the slavery in Egypt. He met with them at Mount Sinai and told them how they were to live. He gave them great promises concerning the promised land with all its riches, and he brought them to the very border of that land. And there they stopped. They sent out 12 spies to explore the land and to report back. And they brought back thrilling stories of what the land held. They even brought back samples of what fruit could be found in that land. But then 10 of them also reported that there were great fortified cities, that the people in the land were strong, and especially that there was a group of people there that were head and shoulders above everyone else. Add all that up, and it's enough to terrify anyone, but especially God's people, because remember, they had no experience of battles, they had no knowledge of tactics, they hadn't got a trained or well-equipped army. After all, they had just come out of slavery in Egypt. Going in to occupy that land would have discouraged anyone. And Moses was aware of it, and he addressed it, and he says, "Don't be discouraged. Remember this. It was God that brought you out of suffering in Egypt. It was God who brought you through all these years of danger in the wilderness. It was God who protected you as you traveled. It was God that provided for you when you had nothing to fall back on. And God gave you two precious things: his presence along the path they traveled, and his promise of them going into that promised land." So, Christians today can be like us, but can be like them. We too can be discouraged. We're like pilgrims traveling to that city God has prepared for his people. And there are times that path can be long and hard. We may have to carry a heavy load part of the way. But we need to remember the same things that encourage them: his presence, his protection, his provision, and the prospect of glory at the end of the journey. "Behold, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it. Fear not, neither be discouraged."